tonight on Sleep with Rockstars, Indigo Girls. Welcome to Sleep with Rockstars, the Gen X Sleep Podcast. Because you deserve a good night's sleep, or whatever. I'm Sloan Spencer. In each Sleep with Rockstars Sleep Podcast, I will read from Wikipedia about your favorite Gen X musicians and bands. If this podcast helps you relax and fall asleep, please leave a 5-star rating and a kind review in your favorite podcast app. You may find that the more you listen, the more your mind will begin to associate these stories with sleep. So, feel free to return to each episode again and again. Repetition can help create a signal to your brain that it's time to rest. And if the musical act isn't your favorite, that's perfectly okay. You don't need to pay close attention. Instead, let the words flow over you. Let their rhythm and softness lull you, not for interest, but for sleep. You are not here to be entertained. You are here to let go. Now let your breath guide you deeper into stillness. Take a moment to settle in. Gently close your eyes and let your body begin to rest. There's nowhere you need to be, nothing you need to do. This is your time, a time to let go of the day, unwind, and allow your mind to slow down. With each breath in, invite calm. With each breath out, release the tension. As your body begins to soften into the surface beneath you, imagine a gentle wave of warmth from the crown of your head to the tips of your toes, carrying away the weight of the day. Indigo Girls are an American folk rock music duo from Atlanta, Georgia, United States, consisting of Amy Ray and Emily Salyers. The two met in elementary school and began performing together as high school students in Decatur, Georgia, part of the Atlanta metropolitan area. They started performing with the name Indigo Girls as students at Emory University, performing weekly at the Dugout, a bar in Emory Village. They released a full-length record album entitled Strange Fire in 1987. And contracted with a major record company in 1988. After releasing 9 albums with major record labels from 1987 through 2007, they formed the IG Recordings Company in 2009 and resumed self-producing albums. Outside of working on Indigo Girls-related projects, Ray has released solo albums and founded a nonprofit recording label that promotes independent musicians. Salyers is an entrepreneur in the restaurant industry, as well as a professional author. She also collaborates with her father, Don Salyers, in performing for special groups and causes. Salyers and Ray are both lesbians, though not a romantic couple, and are active in political and environmental causes. They are regarded as queer icons. Recording and touring. Early years. Amy Ray and Emily Salyers first met and got to know each other as students at Laurel Ridge Elementary School in DeKalb County, Georgia, just outside Decatur, Georgia, but were not close friends because Salyers was a grade older than Ray. While attending Shamrock High School, now Druid Hills Middle School, they became better acquainted and started performing together, first as the B-Band and then as Salyers and Ray. Salyers graduated and began attending Tulane University in Louisiana. A year later, Ray graduated high school and began attending Vanderbilt University in Tennessee. Homesick, Both returned to Georgia and transferred to Emory University in Atlanta, where Salyer's father was a professor. By 1985, they had begun performing together again, this time as Indigo Girls. Salyer stated in a March 2007 National Public Radio Talk of the Nation interview, "We needed a name and we went through the dictionary looking for words that struck us, and Indigo was one." Their first release in 1985 was a 7-inch single named Crazy Game, with the B-side, Everybody's Waiting for Someone to Come Home. That same year, the Indigo Girls released a 6-track extended play album named Indigo Girls, and in 1987 released their first full-length album, Strange Fire, recorded at John Keane Studio in Athens, Georgia, and including Crazy Game. With this release, they secured the services of Russell Carter, who remains their manager to the present. They had first approached him when the EP album was released, but he told them their songs were immature and they were not likely to get a record deal. Strange Fire apparently changed his opinion. Epic Records, 1988 through 2006. The success of 10,000 Maniacs, Tracy Chapman, and Suzanne Vega encouraged Epic Records to enlist other folk-based female singer-songwriters. Epic signed the duo in 1988. Their first major label release, also named Indigo Girls, which scored number 22 on the album chart, included a new version of Land of Canaan, which was also on their 1985 EP album and on Strange Fire. Also on the self-titled release was their first hit, Closer to Fine, a collaboration with Irish band Hothouse Flowers, which scored number 52 on the popular music chart and number 26 on the modern rock chart. They even managed 1 week on the mainstream rock album-oriented rock music chart at number 48. In 1990, they won a Grammy Award for Best Contemporary Folk Album. Their second album, Nomads, Indians, Saints, went gold in December 1991 and included the hit song Hammer and a Nail, a number 12 modern rock music track. It was not as successful as their first, which was certified platinum at about the same time. The Indigo Girls followed it with The Live, Back on the Bus, Y'all. In 1992's album, Rites of Passage, featuring the song Galileo. The duo's first top 10 modern rock music track, number 10. During the accompanying tour in December, they invited on a few dates Susie Sue of Susie and the Banshees as special guest to sing a couple of songs with them. They then recorded Swampophilia in 1994, which went platinum in September 1996, and charted at number 9 on the Billboard 200 album chart. In 1995, the Indigo Girls released a live double CD, 1200 Curfews. Shaming of the Sun was released in 1997, followed by Come On Now Social in 1999. Shaming of the Sun debuted at number 7 on the Billboard charts, driven by the duo's contribution to the Lilith Fair Music Festival tour. The track Shame On You received more airplay on Adult Alternative, Top 40, and Adult Top 40 radio stations than any of their previous singles, although this seemed to be a peak in their crossover success. Retrospective, a compilation album with 2 new tracks was released in 2000, and Become You followed 2 years later. Their last epic studio album was All That We Let In, released in 2004 with an accompanying tour. On June 14, 2005, they released Rarities, a collection of B-sides and rare tracks partially decided by fans' input, which fulfilled the album count obligation for their contract with Epic. Hollywood Records, 2006 to 2007. After departing Epic, the Indigo Girls signed a 5-record deal with Hollywood Records, their first and only Hollywood album, Despite Our Differences, produced by Mitchell Froom, was released on September 19, 2006. John Metzger from Music Box Online described Despite Our Differences as the most infectious pop-infused set that the duo has ever managed to concoct. In fact, its melodies, harmonies, and arrangements are so ingratiating that the album carries the weight of an instant classic. Tom Jurek from AllMusic wrote, "Part of an emotional journey as complete as can be, more relevant than anyone dared expect. It's accessible and moving and true. It's their own brand of rock and roll, hewn from over the years. It bears a signature that is now indelible, a moving and utterly poetic offering." After releasing Despite Our Differences, the Indigo Girls' contract was terminated by Hollywood Records during their 2007 tour. Independent work, 2007 through present. Following their break with Hollywood Records, the Indigo Girls announced their next record would be released independently. Poseidon and the Bitter Bug was released on March 24, 2009 from IG Recordings, the Indigo Girls label, and distributed through Vanguard Records. This album is their first fully independent release since 1987's Strange Fire, and their first two CD set since 1995's live album, 1200 Curfews. The first disc has the 10 tracks accompanied by a backing band, and the second includes the same 10 songs with only Ray and Salyers on vocals and acoustic guitars, and an additional track. On June 29, 2010, Indigo Girls' second full-length live album, Staring Down the Brilliant Dream, was released on IG Recordings' Vanguard Records. This was followed on October 12, 2010, with their first holiday album, Holly Happy Days. Indigo Girls' 13th studio album, Beauty Queen Sister, was released on October 4, 2011. And their 14th studio album, One Lost Day, was released on June 2, 2015, both on IG Recordings' Vanguard Records. Beginning in 2017, the Indigo Girls have toured the United States performing their music arranged for symphony orchestra. After more than 50 performances, in 2018, they released a live double album entitled Indigo Girls Live with the University of Colorado Symphony Orchestra. In 2020, they followed this with the studio album Look Long. Songwriting and influences. Ray and Salyers do not ordinarily collaborate in writing songs. Salyers described herself as a lyric person. "I've always respected Joni Mitchell and Bob Dylan." Salyers said, "Amy is much more a combination of music and lyrics. She really likes alternative rock a lot. And she likes the feel of certain kinds of music as well as the lyrics. Amy is more stream of consciousness. She doesn't censor herself at all. She just channels it through herself. So in her lyrics, she has tons of different kinds of images, sensual images, things of the earth, that connection to nature. Mine is much more singer-songwriter intellectual narrative style. I take an idea and try to really pinpoint it, make it as clear as possible." They write separately and work out the arrangements together. There are a few exceptions, mostly unreleased songs from their early pre-Evic days. "I Don't Know Your Name" and "If You Live Like That." "Blood Quantum," which appears on Honor, a benefit for Honor the Earth campaign, featured Ray's verses and chorus and Salyer's bridge. Finally, "I'll Give You My Skin," which appears both on Tame Yourself, a benefit album for people for the ethical treatment of animals, and on the Indigo Girls release, Rarities, is a collaborative work by Ray, Salyers, and Michael Stipe, which is doubly rare because Salyers and Ray usually write their songs without outside collaborators. For their 2002 release, Become You, Ray reported that they handed instruments back and forth to compose leads collaboratively, something they had never done before. In September 2020, the Indigo Girls released Long Ride, the first song Ray and Salyers had written together in 30 years. Touring band. The Indigo Girls have toured as a duo and with a band. In 1990, they toured with Atlanta band the Ellen James Society backing them. They have also toured with side players, with one distinct group from 1991 to 1998, a second from 1999 to 2009, members of which appeared on all of the girls' subsequent albums and which reformed as a live band in 2023, and a third from 2012 to 2016. Names in bold are of mainstays of the touring band. First touring band: Sarah Lee, bass guitar, 1991 through 98. Jerry Murata, drums, percussion, 1992 through 98. Budgie, drums, 1992. Galen Dorsey, bass guitar, support vocals, 1994. Scarlett Rivera, violin, 1992 through 1993. Jane Scarpantoni, cello, 1992, 93, and 1995. Joshua Siegel, guitar, violin, mandolin, vocals, 1997. Second touring band: Brady Blade, drums, 2002 through 2004, again 2023. Matt Chamberlain, drums, 2006 through 2009 and 2024. Lyris Hung, violin, 2012 through present. Carol Isaacs, keyboards, accordion, 1999 through 2007, 2015 through 2016, 2023 through 2024. Claire Kenny, bass guitar, 1999 through 2007, 2023 through 2024. Matt Brubeck, cello, percussion, vocals, 2000. Blair Cunningham, drums, 2000, and also 2024. Caroline Dale, cello, 1999. Jeff Fielder, guitar, 2023 through 2024. T.K. Johnson, drums, 2025. Caroline Lavelle, cello, 2000. John Reynolds, drums, 1999. Julie Wolfe, keyboards, accordion, 2007 through 2011. 2012 through 2016 touring band: Jaron Perlman, drums, 2012 through 2016. Benjamin Ryan Williams, bass, 2012 through 2016. Lyris Hung, violin, 2012 through present. Carol Isaacs, keyboards, accordion, 1999 through 2007, 2015 and 2016, 2023 through 2024. Solo projects: in 1990, Ray founded Damon Records, which has signed Magnapop, Ellen James Society, New Mongrels, Kristen Hall, Rose Polanzani, Girly Man, Athens Boys Choir, and James Hall, among others. Salyers was a founding co-owner of Watershed Restaurant in Decatur, Georgia. She sold Watershed in 2018. Salyers was an initial investor in the Flying Biscuit Cafe in Atlanta, Georgia. In 2005, Salyers and her father, Don Salyers, a theology professor at Candler School of Theology at Emory University, released the book, A Song to Sing, A Life to Live: Reflections on Music as Spiritual Practice. They promoted the release of the book together, including several days of speaking and performing together at the Washington National Cathedral College in Washington, D.C. Ray has put out 6 solo albums entitled Stag, Prom, Live from Knoxville, Didn't It Feel Kinder, Amy Ray, Live MVP, Lung of Love, Goodnight Tender, and Holler through Damon. She has toured with both the Butchies and her bands, The Volunteers, and the Amy Ray Band. Salyers also released a solo album, Murmuration Nation, in 2017. Appearances in other media: Ray and Salyers appeared in the 1995 film Boys on the Side, playing short excerpts of their songs Joking and Southland in the Springtime, as well as singing Feliz Cumpleaños, Happy Birthday in Spanish, with a gathered group of friends during the birthday cake scene and standing on the far side of several shots over the next few scenes. Neither had spoken lines. The duo also appear in the 2006 documentary Wordplay, where they discuss their reaction to appearing in a New York Times crossword puzzle and then begin to solve one together. They performed on stage in the 1994 revival of Jesus Christ Superstar in Atlanta titled Jesus Christ Superstar, A Resurrection. Ray starred as Jesus, with Salyers as Mary Magdalene. They later reprised their roles in stagings in Austin, at the South by Southwest Music Festival, and in Seattle. Ray and Salyers made several cameo appearances on the sitcom Ellen. In the episode Women Fest, Ellen and her friends attend a feminist music festival and catch the end of a performance by the Indigo Girls. The girls are mentioned multiple times in Stephen King's 1995 novel Rose Matter and Curtis Sittenfeld's 2023 novel Romantic Comedy, as well as being name-dropped in various TV shows Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Will and Grace, South Park, 30 Rock, The Office, Squidbillies, The Big Bang Theory, Saturday Night Live, Harley Quinn, and Nip Tuck. Their posters are seen on the British soap Brookside and the 1996 slasher film Scream. The duo appeared on stage alongside stand-up comedian Tig Notaro during Notaro's 2018 show Happy to Be Here at the Heights in Houston, Texas, as a closing bit, performing one song. In the 2023 film Barbie, Barbie sings along to Closer to Fine. The song appears three times in the film, as well as in its trailer. A collection of Indigo Girls songs is used in the jukebox musical movie Glitter and Doom, which has been touring music festivals across North America. The film has no confirmed release date. Indigo Girls are featured in Forward, a conversation with the Indigo Girls, Kathy Mattea, and Lyle Lovett, in Brian T. Atkinson's Love at the Five and Dime, the songwriting legacy of Nancy Griffith, from Texas A&M University Press in 2024. Personal lives. Both Ray and Salyers use she-her pronouns. They long identified themselves as lesbians, but more recently, Ray and Salyers have publicly commented that they are or previously have been sexually attracted to men in their lives and that they identify as queer. More specifically, Ray has openly talked about her gender dysphoria and identifying as gender fluid and the challenges she has felt in her own body. I definitely still feel like a guy a lot of the time, but I guess I've just gotten to a place where like, well, I've fought really hard to be in this body and I'm just going to stay here. And also felt somewhat evenly split between male and female to the point where I was like, I don't know if I can choose, like, I think I'm going to just have to live in the center, Ray said. Both Salyers and Ray have spoken openly about having internalized homophobia. Because of their engagements for LGBT rights, they are regarded as icons of the movement. Amy Ray has long lived in the foothills of the North Georgia Mountains with her longtime partner, filmmaker Carrie Schrader from Seattle, whom she's been with since 2001. In November 2013, Schrader gave birth to the couple's child, Ozzeline Ozzy Graydon. Ozzy is named after Ray's grandmother, who was also the inspiration for the 1999 Indigo Girls song Ozzeline, penned by Ray. Salyers married her longtime girlfriend, former Indigo Girls tour manager Tristan Chipman, at New York City Hall in 2013. Chipman, a Canadian, is from Calgary, but she spent most of her adult life in Toronto, according to Salyers, between songs when performing on stage in Vancouver in 2013. The couple have a daughter, Cleo, born in November 2012. Political activism. The Indigo Girls have been politically active, championing the causes of and held benefit concerts for the environment, gay rights, the rights of Native Americans, and the National Coalition to Abolish the Death Penalty. For many years, they incorporated a recycling and public outreach program into their road tours by including Greenpeace representative Stephanie Fairbanks in their road crew. They helped Winona LaDuke establish Honor the Earth, an organization dedicated to creating support and education for Native environmental issues. After performing on the activist-oriented Spitfire Tour in 1999, Ray and Salyers joined forces with the Spitfire Agency to help the Honor the Earth Tour, which visits colleges and Native communities and raises money for their nonprofit of the same name. Ray and Salyers have also appeared at the annual SOA Watch rallies, the March for Women's Lives, and several other rallies and protests. In 2006, the Indigo Girls were featured in Artist Pink's album I'm Not Dead in the song Dear Mr. President, which Pink says is a political confrontation with George W. Bush about war, poverty, LGBT rights, abortion rights, and the No Child Left Behind Act. Returning the favor, Pink performed on the Indigo Girls' Rock and Roll Heaven's Gate, which is about, among other things, sexism and heterosexism in the music industry. In 2007, the Indigo Girls were part of the multi-artist True Colors Tour 2007. On the tour's Las Vegas stop, which benefited the Human Rights Campaign and other organizations that provide support to the LGBT community. The Indigo Girls performed again on the True Colors Tour 2008. In April 2013, in response to criticism from transgender activists, the Indigo Girls issued a statement that they would play at the Michigan Women's Music Festival, but would protest the festival's Women Born, Women policy from the stage, would donate any money received to trans activism, and would not return to the festival without visible and concrete signs that the policy would be changed. In November 2017, the Indigo Girls were nominated to Out Magazine's Out 100 for 2017 in recognition of their work and their visibility. The Indigo Girls are also members of the Canadian charity Artists Against Racism and have worked with them on awareness campaigns. Discography: Strange Fire, release date May 1, 1987. Label: Indigo Records, later Epic Records. Peak chart: 159, certified U.S. Gold. Indigo Girls, released February 28, 1989, on Epic Records. U.S. chart position: 22, Australian 64. 2x platinum in the U.S. Nomads, Indians, Saints, released September 21, 1990, on Epic Records. Number 43 in the U.S. and certified U.S. Gold. Rites of Passage, released May 12, 1992, on Epic Records, reached number 21 in the U.S. and 110 in Australia. Certified Platinum in the U.S. Swampophilia, released May 10, 1994, on Epic Records, reached number 9 in the U.S., 53 in Australia, and 81 in the U.K. Certified U.S. Platinum. Shaming of the Sun, released April 29, 1997, on Epic Records, reached number 7 in the U.S., number 83 in Australia, and 81 in the U.K. Certified U.S. Gold. Come On Now Social, released September 28, 1999, on Epic Records, reached number 34. Become You, released March 12, 2002, on Epic Records, reached number 30. All That We Let In, release date February 17, 2004, on Epic Records, reached number 35. Despite Our Differences, released September 19, 2006, on Hollywood Records, reached number 47 in the U.S. and number 16 on the U.S. rock charts. Poseidon and the Bitter Bug, released March 24, 2009, on Vanguard Records, reached number 29 in the U.S. and number 11 on the U.S. rock chart. Holly Happy Days, released October 12, 2010, on Vanguard Records, reached number 4 on the U.S. folk charts and number 20 on the U.S. indie charts. Beauty Queen Sister, released October 4, 2011. Vanguard Records reached number 36 in the U.S., number 14 on the U.S. rock charts, number 2 on the folk charts, and number 9 on the indie rock charts. One Lost Day, released June 2, 2015, on Vanguard Records, reached number 63 in the U.S., number 7 on the rock charts, number 2 on the indie charts, and number 7 on the U.S. indie rock charts. Look Long, released May 22, 2020, on Rihanna Records, reached number 159 on the U.S. charts, number 21 on the U.S. rock charts, and number 2 on the U.S. folk charts. Live albums, Back on the Bus, Y'all, an EP, was released June 4, 1991, on Indigo Records, and later re-released on Epic Records. 1200 Curfews, released October 10, 1995 on Epic Records, reached number 40 in the U.S. and was certified U.S. Platinum. Staring Down the Brilliant Dream, released June 29, 2010 on Epic Records, reached number 119 in the U.S., number 34 on the U.S. rock charts, number 2 on the U.S. folk charts, and number 18 on the U.S. indie charts. Live with the University of Colorado Symphony Orchestra was released June 22, 2018 on Rounder Records. Perfect World was released as a promo CD maxi single on March 1, 2004, together with 3 live tracks. Compilations 4.5 The Best of the Indigo Girls was released July 3, 1995 on Epic Records. It reached number 81 in Australia and 43 in the UK. Retrospective, released October 3rd, 2000 on Epic Records, reached number 128 in the US. Rarities, released June 14, 2005 on Epic Records, reached 159 in the US. Playlist, The Very Best of Indigo Girls, released January 13, 2009 on Epic Records. And The Essential Indigo Girls, released April 30th, 2013 on Epic Records. Indigo Girls singles that have charted are selected from a complex grid, which I will summarize. 1985, Crazy Game. 1989, Closer to Fine. 1990, Hammer and a Nail. 1992, Galileo and Ghost. 1994, Least Complicated, I Don't Want to Talk About It. 1995, Touch Me Fall, Power of Two. 1997, Shame on You, Get Out the Map. 1998, Shed Your Skin. 1999, Peace Tonight, Go. 2004, Fill It Up Again. 2006, Dear Mr. President, with Pink. 2011, Making Promises. 2015, Happy in the Sorrow Key. 2020, Long Ride, Shit Gigan. Other contributions. Dedicated, 1991, covering Uncle John's Band. Put On Your Green Shoes, 1993. Wild Wild Party in the Loquat Tree. Joan Baez, Ring Them Bells, 1995. Don't Think Twice, It's All Right. Sweet Relief 2, Gravity of the Situation, 1996, Free of Hope. Burning London, The Clash Tribute, 1999, Clamp Down. 107.1 KGSR Radio Austin Broadcast Volume 10, 2002, Moment of Forgiveness. WYEP Live and Direct Volume 4, On Air Performances, 2002. Become You. Pink, I'm Not Dead, 2006, Dear Mr. President. Anne Murray. Anne Murray Duets, Friends and Legends, 2007, A Little Good News. Brandi Carlile, The Story, 2007, Cannonball. Metro, The Official Bootleg Series, Volume 1, 2010. Where Have All the Flowers Gone? A Tribute to Pete Seeger, covering Letter to Eve. Looking Into You, a tribute to Jackson Browne, 2014, covering Fountain of Sorrow. Joan Baez's 75th birthday celebration, 2016, The Water is Wide, Don't Think Twice. Live recording circulation. Indigo Girls allow fans to tape their shows, and appropriately gathered recordings can be traded, obtained for free from a number of sources. Awards and nominations. Americana Music Honors and Awards 2022 Spirit of Americana Free Speech Award. Induction into the Women Songwriters Hall of Fame in 2002. They won a Bell Award in 2019 for Lifetime Achievement in the Arts. Nominated for a GLAAD Media Award in 2003 for Become You for Outstanding Music Album. And have been nominated and won multiple Grammy Awards, including nomination for Best New Artist in 1990, where they also won Best Contemporary Folk Recording for Indigo Girls, and were nominated for Hammer and a Nail, Back on the Bus, Y'all, Rites of Passage, Swampophilia, and Shaming of the Sun in the Best Contemporary Folk Album Recording category. In 1990, they were nominated for a Polestar Concert Industry Award for the tour of their club tour of the year. You can find more at indigogirls.com. Recorded August 11th, 2025, from the source at Wikipedia, which can be found at en.wikipedia.org/wiki/indigo_girls.